day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this Sunday morning. Chilly this morning. Whoa, we're in the 30s in most areas in the whole Northeast. The weather's beginning to change, folks, so if you're not prepared for the change of seasons, go outside right now and you'll see the changes are happening as we speak. The leaves are beginning to fall, and the one thing that we want to stress to you is if you can put those leaves back into your soil, it will help you to have a better lawn and will help you to have a better garden. Now, if the leaves are not 3 inches thick, then you can grind them up with your lawnmower. So if you look at the grass and there's leaves in there, don't worry about raking them fast. First, just turn on your lawnmower, mow the grass, grind up the leaves, grind up the pine needles, and it is like adding compost to your soil. The microbes in your soil will chew up that debris that you have ground up with the lawnmower and will change it to soil to make the roots happier, to give them some additional nourishment during the weeks ahead. If you have a lot of leaves in the areas, then definitely pick them up and put them in your compost pile, put them in your vegetable garden. I always do that. I always recycle and reuse, and it's helped my garden a great deal. Now, what I do is when there's a lot of leaves and I've got to bag them, I'll bag them all up, I'll lug them near the vegetable garden, and drop them on the ground in a row, maybe a foot high and the width of the lawnmower. And then what I'll do is I'll start my lawnmower, drive right over the pile, or use the push mower, and just kind of tilt the front of the lawnmower up a little bit and let the force of the blades grind up the leaves, and they'll be exhausted into the garden in small pieces. And you can just let it sit there during the winter, and it will help to build the organic matter level. It's like buying a bag of peat moss and spreading it on your garden. And leaves and pine needles are basically a peat moss type product. Peat moss is a plant that grows in wetlands, and along with this particular moss growing, there is plant debris that has drifted onto the site. Pine needles and leaves, and over the years, they've grown together and produce a beautiful organic matter. And that's what you want to do. You want to have organic matter in the soil. And right now, it's coming down by the bag full. And all you've got to do is grind them up and leave it right there. So, there's a lot to do. Your perennials need to be cut. I've got mine half clean, did half of them this week. Going to try and get the other half done this week. There's vegetables to be pulled. If you haven't pulled your root crops out, then I would start thinking about it. That's going to be my job today. Get all the beets out, the rest of the onions, the rest of the potatoes, get them all dug and stored in your garage or in your basement, in the garage for now. Give them a chance to dry. You don't want to dig them when they're wet. Put them in your basement, and then the soil all sticks to them. What I try and do is try and dig them, clean them as I go to get the big chunks of soil that may be attached to it, and put them in like a basket, if you can find a basket, or something that's got holes in it. Now, your grape boxes have holes in them, and that's a good container to store onions, potatoes, and beets. And then if you're growing turnips and different types of root crops like that, they can be stored, sweet potatoes. Now, the only thing this year is with the blights that we've had, make sure that any potatoes that you dig are eaten early. If your leaves got all full of the fungus, they fell from the plant early, then you need to say to yourself, my potatoes got the blight. One of the things that happens with potatoes that do receive the blight, they don't have a chance to harden off, to prepare for storage as much as they normally do. So that the shelf life of that potato, even in a cold basement, is not going to be as long as it has been in past years, because the blight weakens the potato. It doesn't destroy it. It doesn't hurt the taste, doesn't hurt the flavor, that will not hurt you in any way. It just, the potato did not have enough time to condition itself for long-term storage. So eat your potatoes early, save your beets for later, your onions. Sweet potatoes, no problem. Sweet potatoes don't get the late blight that created the big hassle. So get your gardens clean and make sure that you, when you're digging your potatoes, that you take your time, don't rush. And any small potatoes that you see that normally you say, oh, the heck with it. I'm going to leave them here. Who's going to eat that? Okay? Those potatoes, dig them and get rid of them. Put them in a trash bag. Send them out to the landfill. And that will help to eliminate the problem in your garden. You don't want to compost your potato foliage. You don't want to compost your tomato foliage, because you as a homeowner, your compost pile will not get hot enough. Unless you've got these machines, those compost makers look like a big drum. You can put it in there with other plant debris, and that will help. It's not going to work now because of the time of the season. Normally, you can put it in there, and it would destroy it. So for this year, take the tomatoes in a potato foliage, and any tomatoes that are left, and get rid of them. Get them off your property. And that will really help a great deal. Now, a lot to do this morning, and if we can help you, the number to call, 800-259-9231. We're going to talk about bulbs today. We're going to talk about cabbage and kale, fall asters and pansies. We're going to talk about storage of vegetables during the winter. There is one thing that you have to do today. I live in Kennebunk, Maine. So I'm further north than some of you and further south than some people also listening to the program. We were 31 degrees this morning. Right now we're 31. So some of the plants are killed. What I want you to do today is if you have any bulbs that need to be stored in your house for the winter, I don't want you to dig them today. I want you to have the frost knock them out turn them black, and then dig them. But what I want you to do is to label those bulbs. Take a string tag with a pencil. You can't use ink. If you use regular ink and you put it outside and we get frosted, the ink's going to run. So it's going to be a pencil, or you can use a little stick. And I want you to write down the color and the height. For example, some dahlias can only grow 15 to 18 inches tall. Some are going to grow 2 feet tall. Some are going to grow as tall as 6 feet. And if you want to arrange them in your garden in a particular color pattern, then you're going to need to know. So if you can label your dahlias, or if you have cannas or glads, label them, because right now you know what the color is. When we have a killing frost and the leaves all turn black, you're not going to know. So get them labeled, and that way you can dig them and you can get them ready for storage. Now, I know some of you store your bulbs. The best containers for storing bulbs are grape boxes. You know, grapes that you eat, that you make wine with. Go to your local supermarket, and in the produce department, you'll see a door where the people bring in the bananas and the tomatoes and the grapes. Just knock on the door or push the door open and say hello and ask them if they have any grape boxes. If they don't, ask them when they're going to have some. Come back and get them. Wooden sides on two ends, heavy, heavy cardboard on the bottom and the other two sides with holes in it so that the product can breathe. Great for storing bulbs. And we'll talk about that. 800-259-9231.
Attention, all homeowners. Put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit scotts.com.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by Shakeaway. Shakeaway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. Shakeaway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from Shakeaway. All Shakeaway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to Shakeaway.com. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Parrot Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Attention, all homeowners, put down the pigskin. Lawn season is not over. Fall is when your lawn needs food to build its roots. And Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard is the food it wants. WinterGuard delivers the valuable nutrition lawns need to build strong roots. And fall is when lawns build their roots. So fall is when you need to feed. I repeat, put down the pigskin and pick up a bag of Scott's Turf Builder WinterGuard. Then pass the nachos. That concludes this alert from the Lawn Desk. For additional information, visit Scott.
Hey everybody, this is Stephen Baldwin, and if your daily vitamin is in pill form, you're wasting a lot of your money. Put all that stuff away and call my friends at Choose for Health. They've created a unique chewable supplement that has 16 ingredients your body needs most. Antioxidants, sea vegetables, and super fruit complexes. And being a chewable, it's more quickly absorbed into your system, not passed through it like all those pills you've been taking. Save yourself some money. Do what I did and get 16 useful ingredients in one product. You won't regret the decision. Call them today at 1-800-226-5970 or check them out online at orderchoose.com. That's 1-800-226-5970. And if you order now, Choose for Health is donating a percentage of your order to my mom's charity, the Carol M. Baldwin Breast Cancer Research Fund. We like to call that Choose for Charity. Call now for your health and a great cause. 1-800-226-5970 or orderchoose.com. Thanks.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we're going to try and help you to prepare for the changes of seasons. If you have questions on your poinsettia, on your Christmas cactus, we'll also tell you today what to do. So we have a lot to do. Let's get started. Jared, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
And I think you should tell all of our listeners of the surprise that you had this week.
Are you talking about the Twins? Is that the surprise we're talking about?
No. We're not even talking about the Twins or the Red Sox today. Tell them about what you found outside one morning.
We had snow here. already. We had, overnight, we got about an inch of snow, and the temperature has dropped down to the 30s, so winter is coming on strong here.
So Jared lives in Minnesota, and he's already had an inch of snow. I live in Maine, and on my computer, I have what they call a weather bug, and I'm sure a lot of you have the same thing. Well, last night before going to bed, I just happened to press on the weather bug, and for southern Maine, and this is for the Kennebunk-Sanford-Biddeford area, they're calling for snow for Thursday night and Friday, a 50 to 70% chance. Now, that was last night. It's probably changed today. Who knows? But just be aware that the possibility is there. So prepare for it. Okay, Jared, now that we've given everybody the good news, let's go to the garden questions. Who's up first?
Okay. First up this morning, we have Marilyn on the line, who's calling about strawberries.
Marilyn, good morning. Welcome
good
to the
morning,
Garden
Paul.
Club. Hi.
Nice to talk with you.
My
Thank
pleasure.
You so much. You've been such a help to me. I was given a whole lot of strawberry runners yesterday.
Oh, good.
And I don't know what to do with them. I want to plant them in the spring. I don't know whether to store them in the garage, or the temperature would kill them, or put them in dirt. I don't know.
Okay. Now, do you have a garden where they can be planted?
Yes.
Now?
In May or April.
Okay, so you won't have anything until then.
That's correct.
Okay, then you can't just store them because the roots will dry out.
Oh, dear.
So the best thing for you to do is, do you have any plastic pots, old used plastic pots?
Yes.
Just get some soil and put some soil in your container.
Mm-hmm.
And in these pots, plant them.
Oh.
As long as the roots are covered with soil, they'll be fine.
So oh, my.
If you've got a pot that's like eight inches across, you can
yes.
put a little bit of soil in the bottom and then grab a hole of five or six, maybe even as many as eight of your strawberries. Spread them out evenly in that pot. Put some soil around them. Give them a good drink of water. And let them stay outside for 2 or 3 weeks so that they get some rays of sun, a little
mm-hmm.
bit of heat from it. And when they start calling for really, really cold weather, then put them in your garage, in your tool shed for the winter. And then when spring comes, you can knock them out of the pot and put them in your new garden.
Would it freeze if it was in the shed? Would
yeah,
it no
freeze.
Heat?
That's okay. You don't want to give them any heat. You want them to go through a normal fall and winter. And what's going to happen? They're going to go dormant. They're going to make a nice sleep. And then in the spring, like in late March, early April, when you see that you're looking around and the trees are starting to swell their buds, the grass is beginning to turn green, you take your plants out of your tool shed and say, hey, it's time to wake up. Come on, you've been sleeping all winter. I'm ready to go. And then when your garden is ready, you just knock them out of the pot, separate them, and plant them, and you'll be ready to have strawberries. It's simple. And growing strawberries, Maryland, is so easy. You the thing that you have to do is you need to give them about 15 to 18 inches apart and put them in rows, 15 to 18 inches apart. Let them come up, and the very first cluster of flowers that appears on that, you're going to get all excited, but you're going to pick them off and throw the flower away. Just the first cluster, that gives them an additional week or two to get better roots, better established, and to give you bigger, juicier strawberries.
Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you. The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over
are smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives, and that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. You're looking out your window, you're probably noticing that it's a little bit on the cloudy side if you live in the Northeast. Been very, very wet fall, and I know in where I live here in northern New England, the leaves have been pretty, but we've had so many rainstorms and a lot of wind that we really haven't had as pretty of a fall season because the storms have been knocking the leaves off the tree and you haven't been able to really enjoy it. We haven't had bright, bright, sunny days with the foliage. It's still pretty, but it could be a lot prettier if it wasn't for the rain and the wind blowing the leaves off the trees ahead of schedule. But it really is pretty. We were at the Freiburg Fair up in Weston, Maine this past week, and the foliage out there is pretty, but not like it should be. But it's still worth the trip. So if you haven't gone to the fair yet, head out there and enjoy it today and tomorrow. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Margaret on the line, who's got a question about Milky Spore.
Margaret, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning to you. I'm
good
wondering,
morning.
Is it too late? It was in the 40s two nights this week. Is it too late to put down Milky Spore or Grubex now? Those bugs
okay.
are gone. Whoever turned over the soil ate them. But is it too late to put down either one of those products?
Yeah, Grubex is a product that's designed to release slowly over a long period of time. So if you've got a bag of Grubex, save it and put it down in early to mid-April, depending on what the weather is like. So that's something that you want to wait. And the Grubex, the same thing. Grubex,
Milky Spore
works with heat.
Yeah.
And what it is a disease. It's a virus that you apply to the grass, and as the soil gets wet and it gets moist, it multiplies. And when grubs are in the soil, it attacks the grub. They begin to enter the insect through joints, and they live and multiply like crazy inside the grub. To a point, they get so numerous that the grub basically explodes underground, spreading it. And their numbers grow very, very quickly. So this time of the year, to put down Milky Spore, you want to wait until spring. Now, if you've got a lot of digging going on in your yard, the only product that's going to solve that right now is something called Dilox. D-Y-L-O-X. Now, Dilox is similar to Grubex. The difference is this. Dilox is a chemical that will release all of its power in a 7-day period, killing everything there. While the Grubex is a long-term product that releases slowly every day for the whole season. So if you apply Grubex in April, it will work April, May, June, July, August, September. Dilox releases all of its strength in 7 days. And that's the only product that would really do a job on grubs right now. So if you've got digging, you've got raccoons and skunks coming in, they're looking for food, and if you've got a lawn that faces south, it's getting a lot of sun, and there's not too many weeds, that's where the grubs are. Grubs will not go in the shade. They only go in the sun. And if you've got a lot of crabgrass and dandelions and chickweed and clover, you're not going to have Japanese beetle grubs because they only want the best. They want steak. They don't want hamburger. Okay? So, for now, take those two products, put them away, and use them in the spring. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Deborah on the line, who's calling about sedum.
Deborah, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I have a question about my autumn sedum. And
mm-hmm.
I'm cleaning out my perennials, and the sedum are one of my favorites. And I always seem to get them so big that they split and they aren't very pretty anymore. And I'm wondering,
right.
I had heard someone say that once they start growing in the spring, you're supposed to cut them back. Is that true?
What you do, I feel the same way as you. I love that autumn joy with the great big pink flowers.
Oh,
but
beautiful.
But especially this year, we had so much rain, we had so many clouds, that it grows and grows and grows, and then the flower is so heavy that the plant just falls over. So
yeah.
what I want you to do is to make a mental note and write it down on your calendar. The 4th of July, if you take that fall blooming sedum, or if you have any mums that survive the winter, the 4th of July, cut them in half. So by the 4th of July, they're probably going to be 12 to 15 inches tall. And
oh,
you
yeah.
just take your shears and you chop the plant in half, not sideways, but horizontally.
Yes.
So if they're 10 inches tall, cut them down to 5. Now, what you're going to do is those cuttings that you've chopped off the plant, those will root like you cannot believe. And all you need to do is loosen up a piece of soil in your garden, stick those, you know, peel off a couple inches of leaves, stick 5, 6, 7, 10 cuttings together in a little circle, and they will root even without rooting powder. Now, the main plant itself, instead of getting tall with great big flowers, will grow like a mushroom cap, spreading out, because every stem that you cut will make 3, 4, and 5 new shoots on it. So it will triple or quadruple the number of branches, but they're going to stay shorter. And what's going to happen is, instead of having one stem with a 3 to 4 inch cluster that's top heavy, you'll have one stem that you cut that made 3 to 5 branches that produce flowers the size of a golf ball, but you have 5 of them, and the flowers are going out in different directions, kind of balancing the stem so it's not top heavy. And they're much better, believe me. But the main thing is, you take all those cuttings and you can start all kinds of plants. So get out there and write down the 4th of July on your calendar. I'm doing this for your own good, and chop it. And they'll be beautiful. Thank you. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Jill on the line, who's calling about her passion flower plant.
Our passion flower. Good morning. How can we help you with your passion flower this morning?
Well, I was given a passion flower this spring, and
yeah.
Now it's growing, of course, and it's tall. Now, what do I do with it for the winter? Do I bring it in? Do I cut it down?
Well, the passion flower is a tropical vine. It's not something that's going to be hardy in a place where you get snow.
Right.
So it has to come inside the house. Now, is it potted or is it planted in your yard?
No, I left it in a pot.
Good. Bring it in and put it in a south-facing window where it's going to get sun all day. And the passion flower should bloom till around Thanksgiving. During the main winter, you're going to get maybe a flower here and there. But a passion flower is a plant that really blooms better with long days. So
it's very
long,
though. It's tall.
Yeah. What you do is you wind it. So, you know, if you can get yourself like a little miniature trellis or a stake and train it up to the top of the stake and then bring it down a third of the way, and then wrap it like you would, like you're making a grapevine wreath. And just keep growing it, wrapping it into the shape of a ball. And that way you can keep it so that it's getting plenty of light directly from the window. And then next spring, you can cut it back, or you can put it outside and unwind it and then train it to go in the direction that you want. But it's not winter hardy. If you live in Florida, no problem. It'll come back for years and years. If you want to cut it back, then you could cut it back now by 50%. You can just keep it the way it is if it's got buds and flowers on it, and cut it back in the spring. But when you bring it in the house, treat it like any other house plant. Water as needed. Don't say, today is Monday, you're getting a drink of water whether you need it or not. Take a finger, push it in, so you're down a couple of knuckles, and if the soil feels moist, leave it alone. You want to feed it on a monthly basis, plenty of light, and you're going to get some flowers during the winter on that passion vine. But you want to start thinking about bringing it in, and I would bring it in today because the long-range forecast for all of this week is for cold temperatures. And as I say, I live in Kennebunk. I'm only 25 miles from the border, from the New Hampshire to Maine border, and it's 31 degrees. So, you know, whatever you don't bring in, eventually, you know, it may not die at 31 if it's up against the house because you're getting some heat from the house. But if it's in the middle of the yard, it got frosted. Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Beatrice on the line, who's got a question about moss.
Beatrice, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
I was visiting my son at the Cape, and he was showing me that all his oak trees have some funny, I don't know if it's a moss, lacy thing on it. I never seen anything like it.
The moss that's living on the oaks is okay. It's using the tree as support. Now, Cape Cod is a very unique place. They are in a different zone than when you cross the bridge, on the first bridge going to Cape Cod, you're in Plymouth, okay, or Sagamore. But once you cross that bridge and you get onto Cape Cod, there's a whole different climate there. And the climate on Cape Cod compared to Boston, which is only, you know, 45-minute drive, totally different. And the reason is Cape Cod is like a finger pointing in the water. And you've got water on two sides so that during a normal growing season, there's more humidity in the air. There's a lot more moisture. And that allows things to grow that would not grow in areas further inland. So the moss that's growing on the tree is fine. Tell him not to worry about it. It's not hurting anything. And it's the way that Mother Nature lives. The tree is the support. And the moss is living on the tree. It's not living from it. It's not like mistletoe. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. Bugs and weeds got you down this year? How would you like to save on the products to do the job right the first time? They're just generic. Look for Fertilome Kills-All to replace Roundup, twice as strong and half the price. Fertilome Systemic Insect Drench replaces Bayer Tree and Shrub, half the price and a big saving. And over the top to control grasses in your planting bed. Go to www.fertilome.com, that's F-E-R-T-I-L-O-M-E.com, for a dealer near you. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of Plantone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Hollytone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulbtone from Espoma. Are you tired of insects eating your trees and shrubs? Can't reach the top of those tall trees? Well, Bonide Products has the answer. Bonide Annual Tree and Shrub works systemically from the inside out and will prevent infestations on your trees and shrubs for up to 1 year with only one application right now. There's no spraying, just mix it in a bucket and pour it at the base of your trees or shrubs. The systemic insecticide gets absorbed through the roots and will travel throughout the entire plant and will not wash off. That's Bonide.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreenClean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You've heard the Get the Tea commercials, and many people like our commercials, but I did notice something. What the heck is a toxin? So, here it is. A toxin is a poisonous substance that is capable of causing disease when introduced into the body. Formaldehyde, from seat cushions and particle board. How about carbon monoxide, furnace-burning propane, butane, disinfectants, perfume, mouthwash, glues, air fresheners, pesticides. Oh my gosh, even sugar is a toxin, according to Dr. Lau. It's a very addictive drug. It's time to fight back. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can get your trusty cell phone out and call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. And put in your order today. Lose weight, feel good, and be free of all these toxins. GetTheTea.com.
Good morning, and welcome back. Boy, the sky's getting nice and bright here. We do have some clouds, but it's going to be a good day to work around the yard. And, you know, don't feel that because it's October that the gardening season is over. You can still do a lot of planting right now. And a lot of the nurseries are having sales. Take advantage of the sales. You can plant until Thanksgiving. No problem at all. The sooner you get it in, the better. But if your local nursery is having a sale on trees and shrubs, don't say, oh, it's October, it's too late to plant. This is a better time right now than in the spring because the ground is still warm. You know, the air is cold, but the ground is still warm. Unlike the spring where the ice is just thawing, there's probably some ice deep into the ground. It's wet. Right now, great drainage. Soil is nice and warm. We still get some nice days. So, you know, rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, things like that, all of your flowering plants, flowering crabs, dogwoods, go to the nursery. If they've got a sale, then plant them right now. Dig a nice bed, and at the same time that you put that tree in for next year's color, you can plant some daffodils, some tulips, some crocuses for a nice early color so that when you're looking out the window and you've had a lot of cold and a lot of snow, all of a sudden the crocuses start poking up through that new bed, you can say, whoa, spring is coming. That's a good thing. You can plant some mums, cabbages, kales, your fall asters. So don't say the season is over. This is a great time for planting. And take advantage of the sales. you know, 50% off. Why not? Jared, who's next?
Okay, next up we have Sandy on the line who's calling about her hibiscus.
Sandy, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
It is cold here. I'm in the foothills of Maine. I brought my hibiscus in, but I don't have a clue on how to winter it. The leaves are yellow, some of them, and are dropping. So I'd like to know how much light it needs and water and when I should cut it back. I wonder if it's kind of like that passion flower you were talking about.
Hibiscus is actually going to be easier. Now, this is the tropical one, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. What you want to do is put it near a south-facing window. The more sun you can give that plant, the better it's going to do for you. Because it says right on it, Florida sunshine. Give it as much sun as you can. You want to keep it in a room that's going to be nighttime temperature, like 55 or warmer, but shouldn't be any colder than that. And water as needed. You know, take your finger, push it in, go down a couple of knuckles. If it feels moist, leave it alone. Now, when it needs to be watered, hibiscus is a plant that will do best if it's fed every time you water. So if you're going to forget, when you go out, pick up some time-release fertilizer like Osmocote. Looks like little BBs. Sprinkle it around on top of your soil, and every time you water, the plant gets fed. That's going to help. Now, if it's getting to be big, if you've got a branch that does not have any flower buds on it, then you can prune that branch. And what I do on hibiscus when I bring them in is this. I'll count the number of branches, and to make it easy, let's say there's 30 branches. I'll take the tallest non-flowering branches and cut them back by a third. And then I'll wait 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, those branches that you pruned, you're going to see new growth coming on them. Then I would take another 10 tallest non-blooming branches and cut those back by a third. And then 2 weeks later, cut the last of the branches. When you get to cut the final third, the first 10 that you pruned 4, 5, 6 weeks earlier should be budding up. So all you got to say to yourself is it needs to stay warm, it needs a lot of sun, and it needs to be fed on a regular basis. If I do that, I'm going to have flowers all year. Now, you're going to lose 25% of your leaves. That's the change from going outdoors to inside the house. So don't panic. Pick them off. But you're going to lose 25% of your leaves. Nothing you've done wrong. It's the climate change.